on LBC.
We're talking about the Lucy Letby case, of course, the convicted nurse, now a convicted baby murderer, the worst in our history, and a truly appalling case that raises so many questions, not just about her psyche, her motivations, and we'll get to that later in the program, but also, of course, about the system, about whistleblowers not being heard at the right time, about the delays in some kind of oversight that ultimately led to more babies being killed. We've got to get that right. I know that the hospital, the NHS, the government, everyone says we need to make sure this never happens again. And guess what? Every time we have a case of medical mass murder, we get a public inquiry and then it happens again. So what needs to be done to make sure that this does not repeat itself? Let's talk to Stephanie Pryor, head of medical negligence at Osborne Solicitors. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Matt.
What is the main lesson that you will take so far, because of course we haven't had all the details yet, but that you can take so far from this appalling case?
Well, I think firstly, we must not detract from the pain and suffering this story will have on the families. But I think the main issue here is it's just a tragic example of a toxic environment at an NHS trust where good staff do not have the confidence to report serious failings of negligence or suspicious actions without fearing the consequences to them, their reputation and career. And I see this time and time again dealing with cases relating to negligent medical care where members of staff don't want to report things initially, and unfortunately if things aren't reported, then this can turn into absolute catastrophe, as it has done here.
And so this is quite a common trait. I mean, not this particular appalling case obviously, but the fact that staff are unwilling to report something that they think has gone wrong for fear of repercussions.
Yes, I mean, a majority of the cases that I deal with relate to maternity units, and basically the pattern that seems to be appearing in all the cases that I have is this toxic environment where sort of midwives don't want to say anything detrimental against the consultants are at loggerheads with the midwives, and the people that suffer are the patients, the babies, and it's just not good enough. It needs to be more transparent. And when things go wrong or if there are concerns about a member of staff, this should be raised to prevent further, further negligent treatment. Because I think if they're raised in the first place, there can be training in place for people who are not meeting the criteria. I mean, this unit and maternity units are a place of safety. And it must be very fearful for parents who have children in a neonatal unit, women going into hospital, about to give birth. It is a very frightening environment, and they put all their trust in the staff to be able to provide them with care that's of an appropriate standard.
I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? You know, you rarely hear of nurses and consultants or surgeons, disagreeing with each other in the operating theatre, but it does seem to be relatively common when it comes to childbirth or neonatal care. Why do you think that is?
I'm not quite sure, but it seems to be a pattern of behaviour. And as has been discussed already, investigations and reports are carried out when incidences like this happen. There are internal investigations within the hospital setting. And I read numerous reports that say there's criticisms where changes need to be made. And then lo and behold, I'll get another case from the same hospital or the same NHS trust, but the same things have happened time and time again. And I think there is a difficulty in maintaining staff in some of these units because the morale is quite low. And I think junior members of staff are often made to make decisions that they're not sort of capable, that have support from senior members of staff to make. And I just think that they're just not cohesive in their approach to medical care. And it's just not good enough because the people that suffer are families, as in this case, who go to hospital to rely on the staff for their expertise and as a place of safety.
I mean, what's also unusual about this case, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that here it's the consultants who raised alarm about a nurse, and often it's the other way around.
Yes, exactly. And I'm not quite sure why these concerns were not taken seriously, because if a consultant or consultants in this case, because I think there are a few who raised concerns about this nurse's behaviour, then surely there should be a system in place to make sure that even if they just sort of interview her to see if there's anything wrong, like an appraisal system as you have in most careers or most workplaces, just to check routinely that people are able to do the job that they're employed to do, to make sure if there are any shortfalls, then obviously they can rectify this with training. But it just seems that all the concerns of the consultant were dismissed for whatever reason.
I mean, I've raised this before with Robert Buckland just a few minutes ago. Is it possible that in this case, you know, the appearance of Lucy Letby, she seemed very nice, as the consultant said, nice Lucy, surely not. Her appearance, her persona, utterly inoffensive, totally reassuring, just made it that much more difficult for management to take the concerns from the consultants, you know, who should know what they're talking about, seriously.
Yes, exactly. I think that distracted them from the actual real issue at hand here. And it obviously put the consultants in a difficult position because they've raised concerns about something and nothing's happened.
And they had to apologise to her, didn't they?
You know, repeated concerns. Yes, exactly. They had to have a meeting and mediate with her. I know Dr. Stephen Brearley didn't attend that meeting and the other consultants did. But, you know, they must have felt very strongly in the first place to raise these concerns. You know, they don't just raise concerns about somebody on a whim. They've got to have some salient evidence to be able to do this, and they must have had enough evidence to draw this to the attention of the management in the first place.
Just briefly, I mean, here we're talking about, you know, consultants raising the alarm bells over a nurse. In many cases, and we've come across, you know, quite a few in recent months, you've got patients or the relatives of a loved one who's in hospital raising concerns about the care, also being dismissed for being just difficult. That's another issue, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because people should be heard without fear of getting, you know, having a detrimental treatment, because I think a lot of the time people don't want to say anything in case it affects the care and the treatment that they're receiving or their loved one is receiving. But they should be able to raise concerns without fear of being treated in a different manner.
Okay. Stephanie Pryor, Head of Medical Negligence and Osborne Solicitors, thank you very much for coming on the programme. The question to you again is, if you're a nurse...